This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin Edition for Thanksgiving Week Chiefs Buccaneers, your exclusive fantasy-only preview of the Buccaneers and their opponent each week. It is the brainchild and presented by my longtime Todd Wright Tour supporters at Brandon Legal Group. We'll be meeting with them next week. We'll be talking about things we can do in the coming year. They have stuck with me throughout 2020 with my golf tournaments, my podcast, and I appreciate everything Brandon Legal Group has done for the Todd Wright Tour, for Todd Wright Tour players, and also the ideas and the feedback they've given me on podcast. It was their idea 3 years ago to do a weekly fantasy exclusive preview for the Buccaneers and their opponent each week. And to my knowledge, it is still something that has no challenger out there. And it shows it was a forward-thinking idea from Sean and Jeremy and the guys at Brandon Legal Group. All they want me to tell you is that when you are in need of legal assistance and anywhere in the Tampa Bay area, you can call them for a free consult. 844-4BLG-4ME. And remember, they're a full-service law firm, so you need not ask me nor them what type of law does Brandon Legal Group specialize in. Full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Brandon Legal Group. Visit them at brandonlegalgroup.com or call 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME. My email for fantasy questions is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. In honor of the holiday, the week 12 keyword you must have to get my attention, to let me know you're an active podcast listener, is pie. You can spell it however you want. You can spell it as if it is a reference to what you had for dessert on Thursday and leftovers on Friday, or the mathematical term, pie. Use it in the subject line or early in the base of your email to let me know you're a podcast listener, and I will respond to your email with a second opinion on what you're doing this week fantasy-wise. We're 2 weeks from the playoffs. Some of you jumped out to a sizable lead or are in a sizable deficit, depending on whether or not you own or are facing guys like Deshaun Watson, Will Fuller, and Antonio Gibson. So let me just talk specifically about Bucks and Chiefs. It's a late afternoon game on Sunday. You might be looking harder at games on Sunday if you are, say, an owner of any Ravens or any Steelers, as that game has now been pushed to the Week 12 brink. I myself am in this position with Justin Tucker. And granted, it's only a kicker, but at this point, I don't have anything to go on that Tucker's going to give me any fantasy points this week. So I am looking at other options, because once we get to Tuesday, if that game is postponed again and the NFL has to go somewhere they did not want to go with the schedule, any fantasy starters you have that are Ravens and Steelers, you're done. You're stuck. That's a zero. So just keep that in mind, that there's no guarantees if you own any Ravens, or more specifically, Steelers of any significance, you may need another plan. You're taking a risk of a zero in your starting lineup if you're keeping them in your lineup past 1 p.m. on Sunday, past 4 p.m. on Sunday, past 8 p.m. on Sunday, and into Monday. Now, I have a feeling by Monday we're going to know either way. That would still leave the Monday night game for some flexibility, but that's not much. So just a reminder there. Look ahead. I don't think the game's going to be played. I don't, and I don't know what the NFL is going to do at that point, but for fantasy purposes, Ravens and Steelers you're counting on in your starting lineup, you better have a plan B and execute that plan before 1 p.m. on Sunday. All right. So Bucks Chiefs later afternoon game on Sunday. Chiefs is simple. It's Mahomes, it's Kelce, it's Hill, it's Edwards-Helaire, and as a kicker, it's Butker. That's it. I've looked at Robinson, I've looked at Watkins, I've looked at Bell. It's a reach. It's a daily fantasy bargain. In season-long leagues, Mahomes, Hill, Kelce, and Edwards-Helaire have all paid off more often than not. And this is one of those examples where you say, well, the Bucs can play good defense. If they play a good game, maybe I hedge on. No. If you own Mahomes, Edwards-Helaire, Hill, or Kelce, you play them. If you don't, you're not a good fantasy owner. And it's paralysis by analysis. Now, on the Buccaneers side of things, and we haven't mentioned Ryan Succop. He's been a decent fantasy kicker. For all the questions about the Buccaneers offense, Succop has been decent for the Buccaneers, and he's also been okay as a fantasy kicker. I don't get too excited about fantasy kickers. I haven't eliminated them from any of my leagues. I've considered it, but they're kind of a necessary evil of the game of football, so I think they should be a necessary evil of the game of football, although I think all of you know a few years ago, in what I call the Matt Prater adjustment, I removed 4- and 5-point field goals from fantasy leagues because I didn't want kickers to have that much of an impact. They kick 3-pointers in the game of football. In fantasy, it should be the same way. And instead, I put in penalties for missed kicks from 39 and in, where there is no penalty for 40 and out. So instead of an incentive for your kicker to make a long kick, I remove the penalty if they miss a long kick and instituted a 1-point penalty if kickers miss from 39 and in, just as if they miss an extra point, which my kicker Fairbairn did. And an otherwise, look, I'll take the day. He got 8 points. That's fine. It's just a little short of the 10 you always want out of your starters, but I'll still take that, especially paired with Deshaun Watson's performance, who I own in the podcast league, and Ira Kaufman is already saying, take mercy on me. My opponent this week, the Sage from GoBucksFan.com, Tampa Bay's Hall of Fame voter. From the Buccaneer standpoint, beyond Succop, Brady to me is not right now a definite QB1. If you own Tom Brady, I think you're looking at other options this week. If Taysom Hill is out there, while I don't expect Taysom Hill to have 2 rushing touchdowns every week, Denver has a defensive-minded head coach. Sean Payton will want to think ahead, knowing Denver has a full game of film now on Taysom Hill, wanting to get Kamara back involved in the passing game. But that's just one example. I mean, Philip Rivers is available in many leagues. He's been a worthy starter. Mainly because the Colts the last month have been rotating running backs, although Jonathan Taylor looks like he's getting it going again. But, you know, Nyheim Hines has been scoring most of his touchdowns via passes from Philip Rivers. I'm just saying that at this point, if you own Tom Brady, you're not in the best spot fantasy-wise with 2 weeks before the fantasy playoffs. And, of course, his downfield production is very low the last month on balls of, 15, 20 yards or more. So I don't think Brady is a QB1 this week. I don't view him as a starter this week against the Chiefs. Running back, most don't view either of the Buck running backs as starters. It's been a very odd year for Buccaneer running backs. With Ronald Jones and with Leonard Fournette. Jones, if you packaged up just 4 games of Jones, week 3, 4, 5, or week 4, 5, 6, he led the NFL in rushing. Then he had a near 200-yard game and a 98-yard touchdown run a couple weeks ago against the Panthers, but he can lay real duds. I'm starting him in my foundation league. No, actually, I'm not. I picked up Brian Hill because Gurley is out.